You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. As of this morning, our state is reporting that 10,762 people have gotten both doses of the COVID-19 vaccine here in Idaho. Now, with a population of more than 1,800,000, as you can imagine, our state is a long way from reaching herd immunity against the virus. So even when people are able to get the vaccine, here's a question: will they choose to? According to a report from the Kaiser Family Foundation, that answer may change depending upon whether you live in a rural or an urban area. So here to talk with us about what this might mean for Idaho's vaccination efforts is Ashley Kurtzinger with the Kaiser Family Foundation. Ashley, nice to have you on the program.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So Ashley, I'm curious, how did you conduct this survey? I mean, how many people were involved?
Sure. So our COVID-19 vaccine monitor is really an ongoing research project that we're interested in doing. We're doing a combination of surveys, focus groups, all this different type of research to really understand the dynamic nature of public opinion as vaccine development unfolds, including understanding the public's vaccine hesitancy. So our survey each month is with about 1,500 U.S. adults. That includes some oversamples of Black adults, Hispanic adults, and also oversampling of rural adults as well.
So did you specify Idaho just by itself, survey Idaho by itself, or did you combine like a number of states together?
Yeah, Idaho residents are definitely included in our survey project, but we don't have a specific breakout of just those living in Idaho.
So according to the survey, 31% of people in rural areas say they will definitely get the vaccine, but that's compared to 42% in urban areas. And then 35% of people in rural areas say they will either probably not get it or definitely not get it. So any ideas as to why we're seeing a difference in where people live as to whether or not they'll get the vaccine?
Sure. So rural residents were actually one of the most vaccine hesitant groups that we found in our survey, along with Republicans, individuals between the ages of 30 and 49, and Black adults. And so we were interested in better understanding why there may be an increased share of vaccine hesitant adults in rural areas. We thought it may be due to partisanship. So we know Republicans overall are more likely to be vaccine hesitant than Democrats and independents, but we actually controlled for that. So we controlled for a variety of different factors that epidemiologists and others tell us are contribute to an individual being vaccine hesitant. And it turns out that living in a rural area is something unique. There's something else at play there. So that's what we were really interested in better understanding, is it, what is it about living in a rural area that may make you more likely to be vaccine hesitant than those living in suburban and urban areas? And one of the more interesting things is, so, you know, I think that news reports have done a really good job of kind of explaining that, you know, at the beginning of this pandemic, it was really seen as a virus that was going to affect those living in urban areas, but it really has had a widespread impact on people across the U.S., regardless of the types of communities that they live in. And we see that in our data. So the share of people living in rural areas who say they know someone who either has tested positive, gotten sick, or died from COVID-19 is actually very similar to those living in urban or suburban areas. But those living in rural areas are less worried about someone in their family, including themselves, getting sick from coronavirus. So they don't perceive it at the same level of risk to themselves and their families as those living in more urban settings.
So if I heard you right, then party affiliation doesn't necessarily play as big of a role as whether you live in a rural area versus a suburban or urban area.
Yeah, party ID definitely matters, right? But there's something still unique about the type of community that you live in that's playing a role here.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Ashley Kurtzinger of the Kaiser Family Foundation about a survey that shows vaccine hesitancy in certain parts of the country, specifically rural versus the suburban and urban area. So Ashley, I want to go back to what you said about people in rural areas not feeling like they'll necessarily come in contact with COVID, so therefore less likely to get sick. And you're right in the idea that when this first started, I mean, we saw these outbreaks in big cities. I mean, the hotspot in the United States was New York City. Yet the other hotspot per capita was Sun Valley, Idaho.
Yeah.
So, yes, I mean, a lot of people come in for travel, you know, tourism, winter tourism, but it's a small area. It's a rural area for all intents and purposes. So when you're having these, you know, when people are when you're doing this survey, how do we then take that information and say to people living in these more rural areas, like, you are susceptible potentially to getting this?
Yeah, I think that's really important. And so if we look at, you know, whether people in rural areas think that the risks of COVID are exaggerated or they're about right, you know, people living in rural areas are more likely to say that coronavirus is generally exaggerated compared to a quarter of those living in urban areas. So I think that's another component of it as well. They think that they're less worried about them and their family members getting sick. They think the risks and serious severity of COVID are exaggerated. And so that leads to their views of vaccination, right? So if you don't see it as community spread, you don't see it as a personal risk to you and your family, then your views of getting vaccinated are different. And we see that too. A larger share of those say it's a personal choice of whether they get vaccinated or not, and not necessarily something that they need to do to keep the members of their community safe. So that is another component of it, and how this vaccine hesitancy really is directly related to the views of COVID-19 overall.
Okay, so getting back to this idea of keeping their communities safe, I mean, one of the arguments being made to get us to herd immunity is this is a communal sense of responsibility, right? So that even if you may not be particularly concerned or worried about COVID, you still get vaccinated to help protect people in your community who are vulnerable. But does that argument even work in more rural areas?
It seems like it's not as effective in rural areas. And so, you know, what would maybe a better strategy is that given the fact that most rural Americans, you know, view getting vaccinated for COVID as a personal choice rather than that collective responsibility, information that may help an individual decide that getting vaccinated is the right choice for them and their families is more effective than kind of this call on people to get vaccinated for the good of community at large. So if messengers can make the messages more about making it a good choice for them rather than this kind of idea of what they need to be doing for their communities.
So your survey showed that folks who live in less populated areas, they aren't really trustful of the FDA or the CDC or frankly, even their local and state government officials for public health information. So did you find out who they do trust and who could convince them that getting vaccinated could be a good idea?
Something really unique in rural areas is that a lot of people living in these less populated areas have really strong personal connections with their personal doctor or healthcare provider. And 86% of them say that they trust their own doctor to provide reliable information about a COVID-19 vaccine. So it seems like the most trusted source of information for people living in these areas are really going to be their personal doctors and healthcare providers. And that may be the best way to really reach these people.
I know you mentioned that also what you found was a hesitancy within the Black community. And I think that that makes perfect sense in the sense of when we look back on our history and what happened to our Black people when they were being told that they were being vaccinated, yet at certain times they were being sterilized. There were, experiments being done on them without their consent. So there is a history within that community of having a distrust of vaccines. Did this study or survey show you at all as to also then how do you work within that community to have them trust this vaccine?
I think you're putting out a really good point, right? So there's different reasons for vaccine hesitancy among different groups. So the reason why Republicans and to a large extent rural Americans are vaccine hesitant is less about their views of the medical and scientific community and more about how they view the virus overall. While within the Black community, it really is more about mistrust of the medical and scientific community, as you pointed out, for good reason. And so, you know, their trusted messengers are also doctors, but to a lesser extent, do they have those personal relationships with doctors and healthcare providers? And so that's going to be another really difficult component of addressing vaccine hesitancy within this group.
Well, especially within, as we know, even in urban areas, you can have medical deserts, right? So if you don't have access to healthcare, you may not even have a relationship with a doctor. And we know that those deserts happen within more of our BIPOC communities.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, when we're really trying to think about different types of trusted messengers than public health officials have relied on in the past. So would it be more, you know, a Black politician that they trust, or would it be a celebrity or, you know, an influencer or even, you know, BIPOC healthcare providers on social media, right? That might be a kind of new way that we could get this information out there.
So before I let you go, I know this wasn't your study, but I'm wondering what your research, if anything, may indicate about this. There's a new idea that NPR recently reported on, and this is to actually pay people to get vaccinated. Now, this idea comes from an economist at the liberal-leaning Brookings Institute, so to put that out there. Is there any suggestion in your research that this might actually incentivize folks, no matter where they stand on the vaccine?
Yeah, you know, some people have asked those questions, right? So would you be more likely to get vaccinated if you got paid to receive a vaccination? And we know that cost matters, right? So it has to be available for free. That has to be part of getting people vaccinated, but it doesn't look like saying that you're going to give people, you know, $25 or whatever it may be really incentivizes these hard to reach and really the most vaccine hesitant groups. I think it's going to have to be more about the messaging around the vaccine rather than a incentive in those sorts of ways.
I really appreciate your time. Fascinating study. Thanks so much.
Yeah, happy to do it.
Absolutely. We've been talking with Ashley Kurtzinger with the Kaiser Family Foundation. We will, of course, link her team's research on the COVID-19 vaccine onto our website if you'd like to read all of it. Up next, an exit interview with former Ada County Commissioner Diana Lachiando. More Idaho Matters next.